As I've been saying, the purpose of Lent is to keep alive for us the fact that being a Christian really means constantly striving to become a Christian ever anew. Throughout this season, the season of Lent, as we have been reflecting on our Sunday readings, I'd like us to continue to consider that question: how am I being called to become a Christian anew? How is, in this last week before Holy Week, am I being called to ever greater conversion and transformation? I have spoken over these last number of weeks, about the theme of the 40-day period of this season and how we see that number 40 throughout the scriptures and then connected to Jesus' 40 days in the desert and the first Sunday of Lent. I've also spoken about Lent as a season of fasting. It could be said that the person who is always satisfied, always satiated in their body, will quickly lose sense of their deeper spiritual hunger or thirst or spiritual sight. This Sunday, I'd like to highlight the fact that part of our Lenten journey, part of becoming a Christian anew, is allowing Christ, especially through his sacraments in the church, allowing Christ to break through the dark tombs, so to speak, to break through the dark tombs of our life so that we might have new life now and in eternity. Through the sacraments in the church, to break through, allowing Christ to break through the dark tombs of our life. So in this Sunday's gospel, we hear of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. This would be the climax of all of Jesus' miracles, and the one that would cost him his life. Because of this miracle, people would applaud Jesus and wave palm branches as he would later enter Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. All of this would lead to Jesus' arrest and death. But this miracle carries a teaching of Jesus that is central to Lent, Easter, and the whole of the Christian life. In this very dramatic and striking scene, Jesus faces the tomb and commands, "Lazarus, come out." And suddenly, a bound body emerges, and Jesus says, "Untie him and let him go. Let him go free." There are many Christians who believe, albeit in a vague sense, that Jesus will give them eternal life when they die. But they live as if this truth has no bearing on their lives right now. They are like Martha saying, "Lord, I know that Lazarus will rise on the last day," not realizing that Jesus can raise him at this very moment, at that very moment. In seeking to become a Christian anew in this season of Lent, are we fully placing ourselves in the hands of Christ and the graces of real encounter with him that he offers us through his body, the church? Are we doing that? Are we placing ourselves in the Lord's hands and surrendering ourselves to the graces of real encounter with him that he offers us through the church? Only then can we start to emerge from the darkness of our own tombs, the tombs of our lives, so to speak. We must acknowledge our own insufficiency and allow God to act through the means that he gives to us. Only when we surrender ourselves fully to Christ does his grace fully enter our lives. These are the moments when Jesus calls out to us from our own tombs, as he did to Lazarus, "Come out, come forth." From the tomb of separation from God, Jesus calls us in the sacrament of baptism to come forth to union with God. From the tomb of private spirituality, Jesus calls us in the sacrament of confirmation to come forth to a public expression of faith. From the tomb of sin, Jesus calls us in the sacrament of penance to come forth to a renewed life of grace. From the tomb of isolation, Jesus calls us in the sacrament of the Eucharist to come forth to a life of communion with Him and His Church. From the tomb of anxiety and illness, Jesus calls us in the sacrament of the anointing of the sick to come forth to join our illness to His redeeming work. From the tomb of self-absorption, Jesus calls us in the sacraments of marriage and holy orders to come forth to sacrificial love. Many of us have received and continue to receive Christ in these sacraments. But have we approached them with the right disposition, knowing what we have received and what we are receiving? Where darkness and death still reign in our lives, have we surrendered to Christ fully in them? Where there is darkness in our life, any kind of darkness at all, are you surrendering that to Jesus Christ and the graces of the sacraments you have received and will continue to receive? Can you place yourself in the position of Lazarus in the tomb, bound up in the darkness of spiritual lifelessness? Then you can hear the words of Jesus in the gospel, in every sacrament and in every mass, come forth. Only Christ and His Church can bring us to new life. The history of the Church and of every parish is filled with empty tombs. Jesus can do this for you and for me. The miracle of Lazarus coming to life is the promise of new life now in the Spirit and in eternity in the next life. Christ conquers any kind of death. The point of this Sunday's gospel is that Jesus is indeed the resurrection and the life, our resurrection and our life. And maybe, just maybe, this year the Church will be our Bethany, where we will come back to life and become a Christian.